the Parshas Bo'i, we have the Gemara de Makkis and the Tzia of Mitzrayim. I want to go back to the Parsha L'chatchila of Brisbane Absorim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maftiach Avram. It says, Vayemel Avram, Yodea Teda Kigei Azach Aberta Lehem, Vavodim Vino Yisam Avram Yashana. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram that they're going to have the Geirus, the Abdus, and the Inui. And then he says, Vigames HaGoya She'avoy Dudon Anoichi, V'achak HaKeitzu B'chush Godel. So, I mean, L'chura, the word the Vigam over here, first of all, it's a Ribui Vigam. It's hard to understand the Ribui. Rashi says that the Vigam is going on the future Golos and of the Dald Malchias. But the Hemshech itself is very strange. I mean, the first thing he's worried about, he said, Geir Yazach HaBaretz Olehem, V'avodim V'noiz HaVarme Yashana. So you should say, V'achakach, I'll be goyel them, and matzel them, and so on. And then, Iran, and besides that, they're also going to get some important things. It says immediately, V'avodim V'noiz HaVarme Yashana, V'gam V'sagrash V'vare Don HaNoichi, he's going to punish that Ummah, V'achakach Yitzu B'chush Godel. I mean, the being done that Ummah, and the Chush Gadol L'chura are secondary importance to the Yetzu. It should have said, V'nas HaRashana, V'chakach Yetzu, V'etelem Chush Gadol, V'gam V'sagash Avoy, the Don HaNoichi, to add that on. But here it's Faker, it's Mashma Kilu, the Yetzu is almost swallowed up by the Chush Gadol, and the V'gam V'sagash Avoy, the Don HaNoichi, is the Ikin Nekuda. More than that, there's Adgosho by us, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, where there would be the kiyum of achakitz of chush gadol. So Rashi says, why daven no bazni om? Shloyim oisit tzadik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekayim the first half and not the second half. It's strange. In the beginning of the era, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm koivel adni alecha, that the others were maimin me, and even though they didn't see any maftachas, they believed in it. And you are yes, lomay roisa. I mean, if right over here the problem is going to be just with Avram, that the tzaddik is going to say that because it wasn't mekayimet, I mean, where's the emunah? What's the inyan? What's the pshat that Oizit tzaddik is going to have a taina on me that I promised him that? I mean, it's another key. It's another avtocha Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mekayimet. The whole Rashi is very strange over it to understand. Why is it dafka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't have a key of that Avtocha. There's a horror, I saw someone make on in the Makis, I mean Rashi says in the beginning of Chumash that Shem Elikim is Midas Adin, Shem Avayim Midas Rachman. The Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's used by the Makis consistently, almost always, is Shem Avayim, Vayim Hashem, Vayim Hashem. It's more than that, you should use a Shem of Midas Rachman for Nyanim not the Chura are Din. I mean, all the Makis are Midas Adin. The Chazal also say that all the Makis were Niguf LeMitzrim and Ripul Yisrael. They were bad for the Mitzrim, they were Mak Mitzrim, and they were good for Yisrael. So Vay says that that's the reason why it says Vayim Hashem. But Bechol Zois, the Ikar Nepasik is the Makkah. I mean, the fact that they were Ripul Yisrael one way or another that Chai Yisrael had from it, that's Chazal, that's Tayyosh Shabbat, that we understand. But the dominant, the kud in the pasuk, these are makas, and as makas, they should be called the lekim. The of all the inyanim that we have in Yetzias Mitzrayim, a lot of the zechronis, a lot of the mitzvahs that are edus and zecher and so on for inyan Yetzias Mitzrayim are centered around Yetzias Mitzrayim. For instance, besides the chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have Pesach, you have Matzah, Mor, which are the ikur inyanim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and most of the time when the Torah says the Din Sipur, the Chi of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sipur, Haggadah Lebincha, is around Matzah Mor and Pesach, and that's how we say it, Taka. We say Pesach Matzah Mor, that they are connected, one is connected to Shibud, one is connected to Geula, and so on. That's in the halacha of HaGodah's Dafke B'shosha Matzah Mor Menachem Fanecha. Matzah Mor and Pesach are the tiviyistik elements which have HaGodah around it. One of the parashas of the Yetzias Mitzrayim is different. The shaila of the Tam is on Pidyon Petach Hamor. The whole Pidyon Petach Hamor is a zecha for Makas Bechoris. I mean, why make a zecha on a particular Makkah? Yeah, it was the last Makkah and they went out in Gula, but they have ready. They have Pesach Matzamor, which basically incorporate the whole Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Where is there an Inyan over here to make a special in one Makkah? I mean, there's no special zecha for Kriyas Yamsuf. There's no special zecha for the other Makkahs. Makkahs Bechoris has a special zecha, and it's Pidyon Petach Hamor, which is strange. Kedushas Bechoris in general, I mean, it's very unlike all the other Makkahs. There's no Kedushas Tzfadea, there's no Kedushas Dam, there's no Kedushas Kinim. Kedushas Bechoris was Kaveh Kedusha, and it's Kaveh Mitzvah for itself. So if I say that it's a special Indian, you don't have the other thing. And the Shailas Tam is associated to that. The Maral says very Pashut because it's a very unusual mitzvah, very strange mitzvah. So the Tam is this Oyer finally to Shaila. Whereas the other Nyanim are more regular and the Tam is not so necessary. The Chapshari says the Pshat. But Akapanim, it needs understanding what the, why in Makas Bechair especially do you have it? And the Indian is Petah Hamor and so on. It says the Hamor is Nimshal to Mitzrayim. I mean, but why not this Makas and so on? The Nekuda that we spoke about, how come you have Shem Avaya, which is Midas Rachmim, you betzim have it in the Halag, what's called Halag Godel. In it says Belaheim Asa Shvatim Kiloylam Chastay, and it also comes first over there in the Parsha Bchaleim Asa Shvatim Kiloylam Chastay. It's a strange the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu was done. The word Shvatim is Meloshen Din. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Shayfit, and he should have called it an ultimate Midas Adin. It's included in the Chasadim of Bria Sailam, this Chasadim of Klal Yisrael that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Noyik with them, his Sipik Tzarchenu and all these Inyanim, and Leisel Nechal Chobasa, and in there, the Ubeh Heim Asa Shvatim, we have an Inyan of the Loilam Chasta. It's strange that there should be Loilam Chasta on there. Okay, so the Sherish of the Inyan is a Chazal in Bereishis Rabbah. It says over there that Yaakov, it says Vayove Hashemesh, that the Shemesh was Merapes Yaakov. So it says Chazal say that Yaakov is a similar Bono. Ma Shemesh is a Ripui LeYaakov Umelahit, I think it's Lashon, the one of Shal Esav, the Alufi Esav. So to Lasid Lovei in Malachi, the Shemesh is going to be Marpel at Tzadikim, and it's going to be Soyev to Rishoyev. So the Yaakov was Koveh Sheresh that the Shemesh is Marpe the Tzadikim and burns the base Esav, and Lasid Lovei, that'll be the Gula will be the same way. The understanding is that Avraham Avinu and Yitzhak Avinu, each one had a certain nekuda of avoda. Kiyadua, came first midua. Avraham Avinu was a midah of chesed, Yitzhak was a midah of din of kvura, and each one is a separate avoda. Yaakov Avinu was somehow mechabed the two. The chibur of the two means not this and this, but showing me that it's two sides of the same thing. For instance, if somebody who knows math can show somebody two ways how to solve a problem, two ways how to deal with a certain type of problem. Somebody who's really a chacham will show you that these two ways are really the same thing, because it has to be the same thing. They're both taking the same nekudas. The question is this way, that way, the other way, but it's really it's the same mahalach, but in a different surah. The midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of chesed and din are artificial splits, meaning they're not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one ratzon. Just like, for instance, a teacher who sometimes punishes and sometimes encourages, if the pshat is that the teacher teaches kefi's moods, his discipline is depends on his mood. So then, of course, today he was angry and yesterday he was in a good mood. So it is two separate mahalchim. But if he's always in complete control of himself, he has one directive, and that is to teach the kids or to be mechanech them. So the different ways are one and the same. It's two different mahalchim to reach the same thing. It's even sharper than that. In the same mahalach, for instance, if I give a test to a group of kids, so the fact that the one kid is disappointed with his result of the test, and one kid is happy, it's the same test. The test is one test, and it shows knowing what we learned. Depending on how you measure up on it, that's how it hits you. If you get 100, then then the test becomes a stamp of approval on you, and if you get a 50, it becomes a chorm. The mitzias mitzad the mashpia is one mitzias. The mekabel, depending on how he stalls of tzu to it, gets a different result. It's in other words, the test is the encouragement for the one who did well, and the discouragement for the one who failed. That so on the one hand, mitzad the test itself, it's one test, and it has to be one test, because if it's two separate tests, then you can't say that it's an encouragement for this person, it's an encouragement for this person, because fakir, you had a harder test, you had an easier test, your test was like this, your test was like that. It has to be one test. We have to be measuring up to one nikuda, and then it's all in the mekabel what it is that you have. So the mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzim, if when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala as Ashkoch and the Bria, the gilui is a gilui of where something, the ultimate gilui is with the same anhaga, depending on how you are, that's how it affects you. The ultimate oneness, for instance, if a person is nice both to a good person and to a bad person, so I the anhaga betzim is two anhagas. For this person to be good to a nice person, needs one type of anhaga. To be good to a bad person is another type of anhaga. But let's say I have one anhaga, and the good person finds himself drawn to me, and the bad person finds himself pushed away. So that means my anhaga is one, and the difference of the person who's getting it, it shines out. I mean, a simpler mashal: if a person makes shoes where everybody wears them, tall people and short people have the same height. So Balkarcha, the shoes are different. Balkarcha, the shoes are higher for the short person and lower for the tall person. If the relative heights of the people shines out exactly in the shoes, then it means the shoe is one shoe and the people are different. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhagas ultimately is one anhaga, and it the difference is kolkuli tol in the mekabel. That's the ultimate anhaga of Achaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's haftochot Avram, even though Avram has a particular midah, but he's the sheirish of the beginning of the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila he is being megala. The haftochot Avram was that the avos would culminate in Klal Yisrael, and the culmination in Klal Yisrael is that they would be an Ummah that has both those milas, like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the father of Israel, but the Aftacha was to Avram, that Avram's Mahalach would become eventually a Shleimistik Mahalach. So Klal Yisrael going into Mitzrayim, and the Shibud and the Koishi, with the Rechush that they came out with, and the Din on the Rishayim, is one and the same. In other words, Klal Yisrael's going out of Mitzrayim included two inyanim. It's not the pshat included two separate inyanim. The inyan of going in Mitzrayim was that when they would come out of Mitzrayim, their geula with the nefila of Mitzrayim would be one. It's not two separate things. It's one thing. The milas of Klal Yisrael got the money. They were menatzel Mitzrayim. So the pshat is, that's the money they earned for the Shibut. It's not the pshat that it's two separate things. The punishment that the Mitzrim had is the Shibut of Klal Yisrael. Since Klal Yisrael are the Etzem B'nei Chayrin, since Klai Yisrael are not Zok to Shibut, so the Belahayim Asa Shvatim is Be'etzim the Mahalach of Klai Yisrael's Geula. So the Haftachat Avraham Avinu was that there'll be a Ger and Avodim Be'inu Oysam. If there would have been two separate promises for the Geula, first is, they'll get out of it. And also they're going to get matanis and the mitzvah are going to suffer, then it's two separate mahalachim. There's a mahalach for Klai Yisrael that they should go out, and there's a mahalach for the mitzvahim that they should suffer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that the vegam, I think the vegam is the pshat, that the second half and the first half are the same. Just like if a person works for money and then he gets paid a wage, you don't say, well, you've got a nice job and you also get paid wages. What do you mean you also get paid wages? That's what you're working. Your work is like we're learning this week in the Gemara, that a cotton that works, you don't have to be makin him the money. He can be zeichin the money. And we explained the hesbe is because it's him, it's his. It's not the pshat. When you give a matana, it's a new thing. There's me and I'm also getting a matana. When a person gets paid for the work that he does, the work is him. So you have part of me, give me back part of me. That's the, just like a halva, we sell the soup. The pshat in the shibud, if there would have been two split mahalchim, there's a shibud and tsar and tsaris, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also he brings a gula, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also tosses in a few nice matanis. That would not be the right mahalach. The mahalach is, it has to be one and the same. When we left Mitzrayim, we realized that we had been working for wages. You know, Ruchnis take a lot of Hesberim on the Chush Gadol that included Nitzaitis and Kedusha and people. Fine. Those are all to explain the Oimek of the Mahalach. But the Etzim Mahalach is that it has to be, the Gam means it's a Sarabat Rishon. It has to be part of the same Mahalach. And I think the Pshat is, it says, Shalayimu, the others shouldn't say that he was Mekayim the first half and not the second half. So we asked, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Koyvel Enecha Chaval Al Avdim LeMishtakchin, the others had so much faith in Amunah, so they didn't believe that even if they wouldn't get the money right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would find it later for them. The Teretz is, if the money would come later, then it's not the Haftach he gave to Avram. The Haftach was that their going out would be the Rechush Gadol. The Rechush Gadol is not a separate thing. They go out, and then they also get the Rechush Gadol. The going out is with the Rechush Gadol because that was what was happening in Mitzrayim. While they were in Mitzrayim, they had a Rechush Gadol. They were earning a Rechush Gadol, and therefore with the Yetziya would be Nezgala, that not that they were Avodim giving away, but they were earning the Rechush Gadol. So the Haftach of it was, the Chisaron was, the others would have a Taina, that if it's separate, about it they have a Muna. In other words, the first, the Rashi in the beginning of the era is that they have a Muna. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. So they have a Muna, they'll give it to them someday. Of course, that's not a Shaila. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they'll go out to Chush Gadol, there's a Muna it'll be. But if it doesn't come Bivas Achas, it doesn't come Bivas Achas with the Yitzhia, then that's not the Haftacha. The Haftacha wasn't from the Biruchush. The Haftacha was that there would be a Mahalach where in the Geula would be Megala, that the Golus was not a Golus, but it was all a Mahalach of Geula. And that's why the Parsha sticks in over here, with their going out together, with Max Becheris, they're going out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's one thing as you're going out, that's very important to remember, is to take the Rechush Gadol. Because that was that Metzias. The same thing with the Belahem as a Shvatim. If a person, for instance, a person is fighting against two people. So, a person is fighting against two countries, and I win over one, and then I fight the other one, win over the other one. Let's say that when I win over one, as soon as I destroyed one, the other one is gone. So it's a gloy Muslim afreya that the second country was an independent country. It was just a puppet government, and it was propped up by the weapons and the force of the first government. And b'meila, when there's no first government, there's no second country. The haba ha'talia. If the mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be that there is a geula, that's one thing. And then there's a new parasha of Elohim as a shvatim. So then the pshat Elohim is something, and you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does one thing at a time. First is Gor HaKaisel, and then he deals with Elohei Ha'ev. If the pshat is that the Geula means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself, so the Mela, there are no Elohei Ha'ev. The Behemoth HaShvatim is because Kol Zman HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behest upon him, so two things happen. Klai Yisrael is depressed, Klai Yisrael is repressed, oppressed, the Klai Yisrael suffers because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behest. And when it's dark outside, so any little small light also shines. So you have all the Elohim because it's you know, now's the time when they have a makom to be mispashit. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to be Goyal Klai Yisrael, so the Nela de Elohim are tappled. It's one gilui. If the gilui is an all encompassing gilui, then the Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Mela comes as one unit. And the Shvatim in the Leheim is the Gulas Yisrael. It's one and the same. And that's why it's Kilo Olam Chastoy, because it was coming from the same Makar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midah that was in Skala was the Midah of taking Klal Yisrael. And Bemela, Klal Yisrael is, and Bemela the Leheim is also Shvatim. There's a Lashon in the Zoya. It says that the SS Chem al Kanfi Nisharim. So the Lashon is Derech HaNesha B'Shamayim. It says a Nesha usually flies in Shamayim. Mai B'Shamayim B'Rachmin. Shamayim is a remes with his Rachmin. Ma Nesha Ishtakach B'Rachmin al Bnoi V'din al Gabachrina. A Nesha is extremely merachim on his children and he's extremely vicious with his enemies. Kach Kutsha B'Richu Ishtakach B'Rachmin al Gabisol. Or the dinner legabe amenakum, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu had tremendous rachmim for Klal Yisrael and tremendous mitzvah klapei the Umos Olam. The mitzvahs of Kodesh Baruch Hu being rachmim, it's not the pshat. It's two separate things. Anyone knows that a Baal Chai is at its most vicious when it's protecting its young ones. And it says about the Nesher also, Vessels of Kaf and Sherem, all animals are afraid of birds that can attack it, so it has a problem with it, but its children, Mashenkin and Nesher, is not afraid of any other birds and so on. The viciousness clapping the outsider is to protect its young. Because the Nesher is so powerful, so Bimela, it all its powers used to for the Rachman to protect its young. So the Esas HaMakanfi Nisharim means that in the Yitzir of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mimazik both his midas in the way that the strength, the Yad HaChazaka that he showed Klapi the other Umos was a reflection of the Kiv of the Klal Yisrael. It was the Bala Musa say that it's a terrible thing to start off with a Yosem Almana, because normally they say the most einshim come from a midas hadin, that if a person does an avera, so midas hadin says you should get punished, and that's a certain degree of severity. By a yosem amana, it says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's merachim on the yosem amana, that's why he punishes. So the almost say that a punishment that comes mikoyach rachmanis is infinitely stronger than one that comes from midas hadin. Because something comes to midas hadin, rachmanis tempers it. You get very angry at somebody. When you say, you know, this person is rachmanis, this, that, okay, so I'm not going to be so hard on him. But if I see somebody hurting someone that I feel for, so all my feelings of rachmim go towards the person that I feel for. And b'meila, I'm very strong against the other person. So you have the mahalach of the makis beklolius. Was a mahalach of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megal himself with a Shem Avaya, like he said, a Shmi Hashem Le'Nadati, and that's the teretz to Moshe Rabbeinu Loma Hari Oisa, that in the name Havaya there is no difference from the Hari Oisa to the end of it. There's the Negev from Mitzrayim and the Shibut for Klal Yisrael and the Geula for Yisrael and the Rechush Gadol and the it's all one anhaga. It's just Tolim Mitzad Mekabel. That was the Giluyim over here. There's a Lashon Chazal that says by the Medrash, it says, Rashi brings it by Parshas Vayechi, that Yosef sent by Yigash, he sent to his father Mikol Eretz Mitzrayim, from the good of Eretz Mitzrayim. So Chazal say, what's the good of Eretz Mitzrayim? So Chazal say, Grisim Shal Rechaim, I think, and Pulei Grisim Shal Rechaim, and Yain Yoshin. Very chopped up barley, cracked barley, and Yain Yoshin. I don't know, it's strange, like, it's, what are Chazal telling us? I mean, that the good part of, you know, Mitzrayim specialized in Yain Yoshin, and this, it's not coming, it's not something that's really known, and especially the Grisim, the Puli Grisim and Rechayim, it's not known that there was a Mizimra Saras Meknan, so the Pasuk says, there's Boitim, there's Lutz, I don't know, Yain Yoshin with this. Chazal say, Mitzrayim, we're talking about Mitzrayim in its grand scale. Mitzrayim as a Mokrim, Shibud, Tzar, Tzor, Yaakov knew where he's going to. I mean, there's a reason why he didn't want to go to Mitzrayim, because he didn't want to go to Mitzrayim. And Yosef was trying to pull him out to Mitzrayim, and he shows him the Tuva Eretz Mitzrayim. The Tuva Eretz Mitzrayim means like this. Most things, when you chop it, crack it, it ruins it. The things that are broken cookies sell for cheaper than the full cookies. They're on a sale usually. Because it's nice, it's not as nice, it's not as good. Broken up fruit bits gets rotten. It's not good. Things that stay around old get stale and they disintegrate and they fall apart. There are two things that you're mematik through the Faket HaMalchut. Pulei Grisim, a barley, if you crack it, it has a special, it tastes differently, it's got a mila. Something der Hagaf by Zaysim, it says if you crack it against the rack, it's mematik the Zaysim. But upon him, Grisim, the whole barley is not as good as cracked barley and so on. And Yayin, the more it's Yoshin, the better it becomes. So the two mahalchim in the Bria, there's a gilu in two mahalchim where a certain element of harshness is mematikit. So it's not the pshat that barley stays despite the fact that it's cracked. The cracking, it brings out the mila of the barley. It's not the pshat that the wine, despite the fact that it's old, it's still good. It's the pshat that the wine, because it aged, became better. There's a gilui in two things in the Bria that destructive processes are really what enhance it. So Yosef was telling Yaakov that he's sending him the Tuv Mitzrayim, that in Shibud and in Golos there lies two giluyim that are going to be, that are mematic, that are fakir. The Shibud itself brings out the best. Avodim v'ino oisam and geri yazarachon and avodim v'ino oisam, those are harsh mahalchim, very harsh mahalchim. But there is a makabel in the Bria that becomes better because of it. It says in Chazal that there are three in Yonim that, let's go to the different Kudah first. In the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava, he's the Goyen's Talmud of a Talmud, he was from the big Mashpirim of the Goyen's Torah and Masbirim. He shows a distinction between the first Makis and the last three Makis. Ki Yidua, the Makis are Keneged, the Masorah Mamoris, the Makis HaKeneged HaNhogis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same 10 that's the Sheyosh of all HaNhogis. And there's a split. The first 7 Makis are listed in Va'era, and the last 3 Makis are listed in Boy. The Makis are understood to be in inverse order to their Chashivas. Meaning, just like when you crack open a nut, you start from the outside till you get the inside. So the chashivs, the layer, you reach last. The same thing when the makis were cracking open Mitzrayim, you start from outside and hagis till you work your way to more pneumistic and hagis. So there's a split between 7 and hagis and 3 and hagis. 7 mamorim and 3 mamorim. And they go through it, how each one is connected, each one, and so on. Different, I find it. But there's in one oifen, the Rebbe Yitzchak Isaac Chava makes the following distinction. He says the last of the 7 makas was barad, where it says Eish and Mayim or Borot were mitlakachas together. There was no stira between Eish and Mayim coexisting. That was kilo the ultimate, and that's why it was such a powerful makkah, that you had two afeichim coexisting. The last three makkahs go beyond that. The last three makkahs, he says, the bad for Mitzrayim was the good for Yisrael. The first one, Dam, it says, the mitzvah had Dam, the Kaisa had Mayim. So it was parva. Kaisa was okay. Kaisa, so it says they used to try to get money for it, fine. But by and large, the makkah itself was bad for Mitzrayim and parva for Kaisa Yisrael. And the same thing with all the other ones. Arba, Chosh Chamakas Bechairis. So over there, Faker. Each one in Klai Yisrael, in Klai Yisrael, each one of these was good. The Arba, it says, they were able to use as food. The Chazal say that Mitzrayim was thrilled when the Arba came because they were starved out. And they salted them and everything. So the Arba was better than Michael. Arba is kosher. Except that for the Mitzrayim, it flew away afterwards. So Rabbi Zechariah says, Klai Yisrael, it stayed. So the Pshat is the same Arba that was that destroyed, that starved Mitzrayim, fed Klai Yisrael. The Choshech, it says, that same Choshech that froze Mitzrayim was the Echatimtzah for Klai Yisrael to get the Rechush. And the Makkos Bechairis brought about Kedushas Bechair Klai Yisrael. So he says, in the last three Makkos, it was the same Anhaga that was a Nikuv, a Nikuv for Yisrael, for Mitzrayim, was a reaper for Yisrael. It wasn't two separate makas. The ultimate in the first makas is that they can coexist. You have a meat of Eish and a meat of Mayim, and they coexist. The last three makas were that the Ra itself was the Toy for Yisrael. That's what he points out. In other words, the ultimate in makas was that this becomes the Toy. Kedushas Bechairis is the pshat that the when Klal Yisrael was mafkia the Bechairis, all the other inyanim of matzah, maror, and pesach, there's zechrinus for the inyan, and there's zechrin for what happened. Makkos Bechairis is the pshat. The Kedushas Bechairis is not a zechrin for what happened. Kedushas Bechair is what happened. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Kadosh Likol Bechair, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh all the Bechairim in the world. There's a Arachayim HaKadosh, a very pelvic Arachayim HaKadosh, only he could say an Indian like this, but he speaks about Vavayati Balayla Hu Beret Mitzrayim. So he said Makkos Bechairis wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu killing out the Bechairis. Makkos Bechairis was the Shechina itself went through Mitzrayim. And he said every nekud of kedusha jumps to it, and b'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nekud of kedusha in Bechair Mitzrayim was nisdabek to the Shechina, and b'meila they all died out. Whereas Klal Yisrael was able to keep a nekud of Shechina even this world, and they stayed with it. That's what Rechaim HaKadosh says. Muflik Rechaim. The pshat was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekadosh all the bechairis of the world. And for Umas HaOlam, that meant that there was no kiyum. There's no kiyum for Kedusha in the body of a Mitzri. So B'meila was mafkia. And in Klal Yisrael, they became Miskadosh to it. It was the ultimate in a Ha'ara Milamala being, like it says by Yaakov Avinu, that the Shemesh will be mafkia and fair for this person. And Malit the Rishoyim. It was the same, the Hanhaga was the ultimate Hanhaga of Gili. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself. For Mitzrim, there was no Kiyum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself to that Nitzus of Kedushin of Bechair left it. There was no Makam for existence. Klal Yisrael, since they could be Koilet, since that Nekuda of Kedusha could stay in the Guf Yisrael, and because of the Kedusha that came by, it became Miskadosh with Kedusha Bechairah. So the difference between this, the other Mahalchim are Zechroinus 4. That requires more of a Seichel. The one who has the Shaila about Kedusha Bechairah is a Tam. So a Chacham, and even a Rasha, they're sophisticated, they can say, why are we eating matzah? Because it's a Seichel. Why are we trying to make a Seichel for something that was? It's a two-step process. It's a Seichel for something.
It's, the Tam doesn't have that nail of being able to make two steps. The Tam can only look at things and say mazois. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Makas Bechoris we have today in Kedushas Bechoris. Mazois of the Pshat is the place where you can touch it now is in Makas Bechoris. Because it's the, what was in Makas Bechoris was Kedushas Bechoris. And the remnants of it is in the Kedushas Bechoris of Yisrael. And that's the time and mitzvahs of the Chamar is also Kaddish. But his only Kedusha, the only Kedusha that he can have is Arifa. For there's no such thing as keeping the Chamar Kaddish around. Either it's Arifa, or that Kedusha becomes Yisrael. But there is no Chamar that can be a Kaddish as a Chamar. There's no existence as a Kaddish. That's the Oimik of the Avodah Makas Becheiros. That the same Nekud of Kedusha came down, for Mitzri, there's only Arifa, or Pidin with Klai Yisrael. That's the like we've spoken a lot of times, the Geula and all those Inyanim of Mitzrayim are the Yisoidis of our Mitzias. Everything that we do is around it. Understanding a lot of a person's difficulties with coping with Mitzrayim and hardships is that we see them as obstacles. A person sees, I'm supposed to do this, despite the other thing, and it's hard. There's just so many roadblocks that a person's willing to keep jumping. And on a lower dagger, that's taka the truth. The real understanding of, the understanding of the mahalchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the longest of all long runs, is that the mahalach of Geula is not where we will perceive it as being obstacles, a waste of time, or a lot of schar for fighting with obstacles, and then going fight them. That in a certain sense is not being toifis, the havana of what Geula is and what Shem Havayah is. The Gilui of Mitzrayim, which became the Seidas of Emunah, is not that there's a God that punishes the wicked, helps the righteous, and that's how his gracha. The ultimate emunah based on Yitzias Mitzrayim is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself, those giluyim for becheres is Yisrael is kedusha, and for the becheres Mitzrayim is misa. It's a gilui that the shibud in Mitzrayim wasn't the pshat. There was a shibud, and there was a tsar, and then there was a geula. The rechush gadol, as they were working, as they were slaving, they were earning a rechush gadol. The shalayim is at tzaddik that there's two avtochas over here. It's one avtocha. There's avdus. What we saw as avdus, we then realized was a rechush gadol. What a person saw as back breaking, it was the rechayim. It was the grisim and rechayim that becomes mimutik through it. Whatever it is. On a smaller level, on a day-to-day scale, that's what we have to live with it. We live with it in the sense of what can you do, but we don't usually see the end of Mahalchim. We don't usually see the culmination of Mahalchim. So we have to live with it and say, despite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good, and despite the fact, and so on and so forth. But on the pnim of all Mahalchim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you get to the last stage of Makkos, when you get to the Ba'achav of the Makkos, then what's happening is that the that's why the Barad is part of the last Mahalach. There's this transition where there's Makkos for the bad, and it's okay for the good, and the good can get something out of Makkos, but ultimately what happens is that the Makkah for Ra is the Hatava to Toiv. It's true on a global way. In other words, whatever the Rishoyim and that Chelak of the Bria gets punished. So B'meila Yisrael is Nana from it. That's true. And also in a Pnimistik Oifin, whatever a person, for instance, if a person suffers some blow, a lot of times a person can understand that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to break his Gaiva. So a person can look at it that way and say, listen, I'm a Balgaiva, I have problems, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is breaking it, and what can you do? You sin, you get punished, and so on and so forth. That's one idea. A deeper oifen is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is building another. Humbling is not bad. Humbling is bringing out the good in a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing out my another. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing out my hakara, that after everything I do, I'm not doing anything. I'm doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing me to do, and it's B'yad Hashem the rest. Understanding, if a person takes that attitude, then it becomes so much, it's harder to inherit, but everything lights up. It's not the pshat. There are no negative occurrences. Ultimately, everything that happens that's a makkah to one part of a person's personality is a reprieve for another part. If a person is frustrated, then a person becomes a savlan. If a person has to learn savlanis, it's not the pshat, you know, I had a lot of frustrations. I was taught savlanis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu developed another in me, and so on and so forth. When a person understands it that way, so the pshat is he looks on the avodah v'inu oisam, and he sees the rechush gadol and the levas hashpatim and the rechush gadol that he's coming up with.